Yitavach. We're up to Sifchav Aleph. Sifchav Aleph is a sort of a Maima Musga, very nice Indian. HSAV, a stepfather, stepmother, very geschmack. Like, for me, it's very nagay. I don't know for anyone else, but for me, it's nagay. Orphan. All right. Chayv Adam Lechavid, Eishes Aviv, Avo Pishain Imai. Person's Mukhiv to be Machavid. Eishes Aviv, his stepmother, Avo Pishain Imai, even though it's not his mother. Kol Zman She'Aviv Kayim, provided his father's alive. Only as long as his father's alive. Lechayv Lechavid Baal Imai. Mukhiv to be Machavid, your stepfather. Kol Zman She'Imai Kayim, as long as your mother's alive. Avalach and Misa, but once the parent is already nifta, the father's nifta, so now you have a stepmother without a father, or a stepfather without a mother, so you have no parent left, Lachman al-Slan, you're not mechuyev to be mechabed these step-parents, because their spouse is no longer alive. And nevertheless, davar hagun hu, davar hagun lechabdam aflakamisa. Even though you have no chiyuv, still it's a davar hagun, it's still a proper thing, it's a nice thing to be mechabdam, even though their spouse, which is the person's parent, was already nifta, still there's an inyan to be mechabdam. Okay, where is this coming from? Zakta. So Gemara in Ksubis, Kav Gimel Mer Aleph.
It's very important because the only kibbutz av that you have here is because of your mother. Well, it's called for your mother to give back to her husband.
Oh, well, we're going to get to Baal. Let's see. Let's take this apart. It's not supported at all, but let's take it apart. The Gemara in Ksubis, Tav Kav Gimel Mer Aleph. B'shas Piti Rasei Sharebi, when Rebbe was about to be Nifta, he called in his sons, Nichnas Subbanav Etzloi, Amalem, Hizeru Bechvedim Chem. One of his advice was to his sons, is make sure to take care of your mother. Okay, Bechvedim Chem. Frek the Gemara, we need a tzava of Rebbe to tell the kids that Lacha Mises Rebbe should take care of their mother. It's a deraisa, it's a pasuk. It says, and the Gemara, Eishes Avavoy, it wasn't their real mother, it was Rebbe's second wife. Mamelu is just Eishes Av, and Mamelu, that's why Rebbe needed a tzava. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean, Eishes Av Nami deraisa? Even Eishes Av is a deraisa, because we learned in the braisa, Kabiris of Ikavesimecha, what's the S, the extra S? S Avika is the rabbi's, or the Gemara's lotion is Zu, Eishes Avika. S is teaching us Eishes Avika. The S Imecha, what's the S by Imecha? Zu Baal Imecha. What's the S, the extra Vav of the S Imecha? That's Yisair is rabbi's Achicha Hagodom. So Gemara is a drosha to be marba Eishes Av. Baal Imcha and Achicha Agadon. That's what the Gemara says, right? Es Avicha is Marba Eishes Avicha. Es Imecha is Marba Baal Imecha. And Vav of Es Imecha is Marba Achav Agadon, which Mietzachem is going to be the following Seifim, about your older brother. We'll talk about it, I don't know, about tonight, maybe next week, maybe tonight, depending if we get there. But Bekitza, the Gemara is Akasha, is Deraisa. Eishes Av is Deraisa. So what do you need Rebbe's Tzava for? And if the Gemara, Hani Mili Mechaim, that's a as long as the parent is alive. As long as Rebbe's alive, then it's the raisa for his kids to be machabed his wife. But once Rebbe's going to be nifta, midraisa, he won't have this chiv. So therefore Rebbe had to make a tzava to tell them to do it, and that's what we learn at the end of the machaba, that the dava hogan the chavim aflachamisa, because you see Rebbe made it an issue. Rebbe told his kids to take care of the ashes of la'achamisa's Rebbe.
It's not a deraisa, if it's a deraisa,
we don't need Rebbe. Rebbe's not dashing the pasuk. Fact the Gemara, what do you need Rebbe for? What do you need a tzava for? Let it's a deraisa. And the Gemara, ani mil mechaim, havalacha misa loy. It's not a deraisa, but nevertheless, Rebbe made a tzava.
Now that Rebbe said that they should, it comes with a deraisa.
Rebbe can't make a deraisa. Oh, listen to the father, you mean? That's what you mean. Okay, that goes into whole shmuz if you have to listen to your father. Okay, we're going to... Yetzshem, one day we'll get there. Yetzshem, at the end of the
sin. He dies.
So that's a shayla if you have to listen to a parent who tells you to do something, and especially if he was already nifta. We're going to get to Baal Belina at the end of the sermon. I promised Belina at the end of the sermon. All right. Now, you see the Gemara clearly... which is important, the kuda that Eishes Av is a deraisa. Gemara says, what do you mean it's a deraisa? So you see that this Ribi Akra is a deraisa, and that's a skama of Roiv Rubum Shalarishainim Epoiskim. There's a Shita Zemiri who wants to say that the Gemara is Lavdafka, and it's only Midrabonon, it's only Nasmachta, and things like that. But we pass and it's a deraisa. Sorry? Pashas is going to go back on all above. Means Eishes Av is a deraisa, Bal Ima is a deraisa. Oh, that's about we're going to talk about right now. Then the Teshuvah.
How does the Rambam bring it down? Does he bring it down as a mitzvah?
He bring the Rambam in his Sefer mitzvahs. They all put them all into one mitzvah because it's all a mitzvah kibbutz. That we're going to explain hopefully shortly. But in the Rambam Yad HaChazaka says that Eishesav and Balima is deraisa and Ochav Gadol is medivrei seifrim, and everyone mutches. What does he mean? This is similar drashas. What's going on? Rambam Kiyadua, when he dashens, even if it's a deraisa, he still calls it medivrei seifrim. It's coming out from the Yigid Mumidis. Okay, but that's not for tonight. That hopefully will be maybe by Ochav Gadol. But the bottom line is we have a deraisa. Eishesav is deraisa and Balima is a deraisa. Zok the truth is Makor Yisrael in Chayshim Mishpat Samech Aleph. He says that you're mechuyv to be mechabed, your Eishes Av, and your Baal Imoy, with all the kavod that it says in Siman Reish Mem, the Makor Yisrael. He says, you're mechuyv everything, it's a deraisa to be mechabed them and all the things that they had till now. Why? The Dava Lamed Minyonai. It says, Ve'es Avicha L'Rabbis Eishes Avicha, Ve'es Imecha L'Rabbis Baal Imecha. So just like your father and your mother, you have all the kibbutz that we had till now in the Simin, so too, L'Gabi Eishes Avicha and Baal Imecha, which is L'Rabbis, the S, which is next to Es Avicha, Ve'es Imecha, is the same thing. And then he brings a beautiful Geshmakarai. He says, it's Mukhak that in the Gemara Ksubis. The Mary Sekasha, why is Rabbi telling the kids to take care of the mother, be Mechabed the mother? It's a deraisa. Now, if you're going to tell me, let's say this kibbutz that you only have to do to Eishes Av is a chveis, a quasi kibbutz. You only have to do a chveis machilo. Yeah, let's just make up. You only have to do something, but the rest you don't have to do. So very good. What's Gemara's and Kasha is Av deraisa? Rebbe needs to make this tzavah to make sure the kids take care of the Eishes Av fully with all covered, not just with the covered of the deraisa. Elamai, you see in the Gemara that the Chiv Kovid to an Eishes Av deraisa is an all the Chiv Kovid that would otherwise be to a parent, you have to do even to the parent's spouse, even to Eishes Av and Baal Imoy. And Mamela Gemara de Kakasha, it's a deraisa, what do you need Rebbe for? And the Gemara's Teretz is because it was Lachamisa. As I said to Makoy Israel, there's Mavu like that in the Sefer Charedim as well, because basically in each step of the way, in Perek Yud Beis, in Perek Design, Perek Yud Ches, each time when he talks about the Dinum of Kovid and Kima, each level, he always says, and who in the nature's have a Baal Imoy, because it's around me. Kilu, everything is the same. And as they pass in the
minute.
Oh, we're going to have a belt. It's very, the time's going to be a very geshmaka shira, but he's saying a lot of geshmaka shaylis. No, Bemis, it's a lot of geshmaka easy shaylis. It's not a hard shira, it's easy shira, a lot of geshmaka cases. But let me just go gava gav. The minkas chinachim mitzvahs lam megimel nems on that as well. The yimuchiv in covid of eishes av ubal imoy, just like for your father and mother. Good? But fact of minchas chinuch abezoy abam kasha abezoy, how you allowed to call your older brother by his name? We don't see that people are nizer from calling their other brothers by their name. Like no chulila calls a parent by their name. And if you get to tell me that all these ribuyim are a full ribuy v'chol inyanim, how you allowed to call your older brother by his name? Nishna, okay, so he tries to wiggle. Sorry? We're going to get, oh, very good, excellent. Because I'm going to show you why that kasha is necessary. Because it kind of tries to wiggle out a little bit and says, well, Chazal dashened, and they understood that for Ochav HaGadol, it's not mamish like Eishes Av and Baal Imoy. So maybe he tries to say it's not a full for Ochav HaGadol, maybe it's not fully. The Shirei Brochen in the end of Oisid Beis also tries to do that for Ochav HaGadol is different. But the problem is that the kasha is not just on the older brother, kasha is on every step-parent, step-father, step-mother. The minig, I don't know what it was when Nuka's going to know, but today, the minig is rampant that any child whose parent remarries, they call their remarried parent, whatever you want to call it, their step-parent by their first name, unless they were young. It means if they were young, so they adopted this new figurehead as a bimkoima father, bimkoima mother. But if your parent remarries at an older age, you end up, maybe, okay, so... I defer, but everyone I know, at least, myself included, we call our step parents by their name.
Names?
I
used to say
Tantra. Okay, so you can. Good. Beseda. Akshadara.
Modern people.
Yeah, no, modern people. Agaret.
It's a parquet.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Okay, so it's a shaila which we're going to have to address, but we'll address it. But before we address it, I want to talk about another chiddush. There's an avos chesed in the psicho, in Essen, in the Bermayim Chaim Yud. He's mesopik if you are chayiv lechabed eisha zav and balimoy shaloi bifneim. Even though there's a ribi akra, maybe the whole ribi akra was only bifnei the eisha zav and balimoy. Why? Because he says since the ika hatam that the Torah is marba, the eisha zav and balimoy is for the covet of the parent, of the real parent. So mameila, maybe the Torah was only marba when it's bifneim and not when it's shaloi bifneim. This is the Avos Chesed, he's Mesopek. The Chofetz Chaim is Mesopek. Oh, and he says, and I don't mean bifneim of the parent, because that's mavur that you don't have to be bifneim of the parent. And it's clearly like that in the Gemara, because Rebbe, the Gemara says, is deraisahu. The Gemara is mechadet olacha misashani. The Gemara says, as dam, Rebbe was shalai bifonim. Elamai, avadah shalai bifnei a parent, you still have a chiv to be mechadet the step parent. That's klar. But nevertheless, and Mamshik says it in Mitzlam Megibol, but he says that Ken Zain, that Hayyos is only machmas the parent, so therefore when it's shalai bifnei the step parent, maybe you don't have the chiv.
Why don't Rebbe say that? Again,
it's schwer to understand the suffix of his chesed. Because if he would have said, maybe you don't have to be mechab them, shalib b'fnei the parent, like he was saying, that makes sense. Maybe if it's only their covenant, shalib b'fnei, I can hear a chilek. But Saibi would talking about shalib b'fnei the parent. So what's the chilek in the covenant for the parent, whether it's b'fnei the step parent or not b'fnei the step parent? Saibi not b'fnei the parent. What's the chilek? If you have a chiv, shalai b'fnei the parent, then you'll have a chiv, even when it's shalai b'fnei the step parent. It's a riba akra. Just like mechiv to mechabed your parent when it's shalai b'fnei, so too you should be mechiv to mechabed the step parent, shalai b'fnei the step parent, because that's part of the riba akra.
In fact, you said the limit is across the board.
Right, correct. And a rai would be from the Gemara Ksubis itself. If he would be right, that shalai b'fnei the step parent, there's no din chiv. So the Gemara should say simple. Rebbe needed the tzava to be mechabed the mother shaloi b'fanel. Very simple eitza. The Gemara doesn't give that eitza. The Gemara says shaloi b'fanel. Elamai, you see, pashas of the Gemara from the same raya of the Makar Yisrael. They see even shaloi b'fanel, the step parent, you have a chiyav of kovet. And as these mashmas stamos from the steam of Zachrinim, the Kohen Yisrael, the Charedim, and Cheschinik, when they say that it's shavah to the parent and all in Yonim, they don't say what do you mean, except for when it's shalai bifneim. They don't make that exception. And Lamai, you see that this is across the board. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Zayt, to another inyan. Where do we know that Eish is Avim Balimoy, you have a chiv? That's from the extra word S. Kabeid es Havicha Vesimecha. That was said in the pasuk of Kabeid. But the Indian of Moira, Ish Imoy Vavetiroi, there's no extra S's. Right? So, Kler the Igre Hadat in Yeridei Chavav Zayin, and the Minchel Chadosha in Lamed Gimel Beis, are Mesupik, if this Ribe Akra is only for Kavod and not for Moira, or is it Marbe Moira as well? Now, how could it work on Moira as well? There's no extra. So they say, the Maisa, they. Shreya Maisa, the Igre Hadat wants to say, it says, Ish Imoy Vavav Tiroi, so it's an extra Vav. But yeah, so Mamei says since there's one extra vav, just like over here says a kabed as a vika as in Mecca, there was an extra vav. So by Ishmi of Avatara, there's an extra vav. Now he says, I don't know how to use this extra vav. Do I use it for Eshazav? Do I use it for Balimoy? Do I use it for Akavagado? Because you see, by kabed as a vika as in Mecca, we use the vav for the Akavagado. Even though it's more misavit to be married Eshazav and Balimoy first, but you see, the vav was used there like that, so maybe the vav over here would be like that. This is Igre Adat. He's Mesupik what to do.
Who is he?
Igre Adat. It's an acronym quote. It's like I lived 150 years ago. Yeah, so he's not making. He just doesn't know what to do with the extra vav. Yeah. So now, then they have a suffix. The Mikra Kadosh says, "Stamazai, maybe you don't need anything extra altogether. Since it was marbe for covid, we'll learn out moir from covid. So my mailer will learn out from moir as well. If you want drushes, I'll tell you a drushes. It's the tzayif devash in the end, the beginning of Parshas Kadosh, who lived over 400 years ago." And the Chidah quotes him in the Chaimus Anach in the beginning of Gadayshim and in the Vash Lefi, Marok Aleph Lamed Ches, and the Birchas Avram, also beginning of Gadayshim, also has this Machavin to this Joshua by himself. Ready for this? They make up a Joshua. They make up the Machavin to a Joshua. Says in the Pasuk, Ish Imai V'Aviv Tirov. Ish Imai. Ish is a lashon bal, like it's ish nami is a lashon bal. The reason says a funny lashon ish imay vavatiro is to tell you that bal imay you also have to have meira for. This is a drasha. Now, I don't know where, if I find it in Chazal, Gevaldik, Kozman, I didn't find it in Chazal yet, so l'cheir, we can't really go with drashas that achrenim, like you said, make up. We can't do that. So it's. Okay. Okay, good. Fine. So Davar, right now we have a suffix of the Echroinim. If the din of these Ribuim for step parents is only for Kibud or it's also for Meir as well? Same type of a Shaila. Excellent. Same Shaila.
Why didn't the Gemara answer that there was Tzav on Kibud?
Because he didn't. He didn't. He said Zav B'Kvaidim. If he would have said Mariam, could that have been an Eitzik? Where wouldn't have been a Sakash in the first place? But he said, he's Arab Chvaydim, so Shail is, means the Raisa.
What the
place can say? So the Chubis Chassan Seifim Pei Dalit, named them for Pashtis, that for Moira was not Nisraba Balima. He's talking about Balima, Lechayr Hood and the rest. The Beis Mei and Sifchav Gimel, which we'll learn in Mietz Hashem, says that Lagabi Okava Godel, it's only for Kibud, not for Moira. The Chassan Seifim in Chubis Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, says it was not Nisraba for Ashes of Moira only for COVID. They all say that they never found anyone else who discusses it. So everyone's, no one found anyone else, Baruch Hashem. But Lamais is only for COVID, not for Moira. The Chubis Betala Chachma and Chele Gimel Tzadiyei Oizayim passings like that as well. The Yofa Lelev in Chele Kei Sivkon Chav Zayin is Medayikit from the Loshen HaMechaba. Because notice how Mechaba only talks about COVID. Whereas previous Sifim, the Mechaba took about COVID and Moira. All of a sudden gets to this Sif, he says COVID. But he says it's only COVID, not Moira. And as I pask in Meiner Eber, Rav Nissen, so Zangazunt and Shtag, Bechutshoni, and as I Mitzad in the Keset Teredek, Mitzvasek HaDalid, as I Mavu in the Yamshir Shalem at the end of Simon Samaches and Kedushin over the Empiric Aleph, because his Loshin is, and it's not Nisraba for Klola, for Aramaklil, Rakhlin in Kibbut. As if to be Shalal, anything besides Kibbut. You know, Reish Mem was all in the kibbut of Reish Mem. Yeah, he says kibbut. All the inyanim are kibbut. Yeah. So now Rabbi say, La Locha L'maisa, it's only for COVID, not for Moira. This is a major breakthrough. Memela, so going back to Minchas Chinas Shaila, how are you allowed to call your older brother by his name? Well, if you remember Rabbi, since Siv Beis, it says, you're not allowed to call by name, it's Midin Moira, not Midin Kibbut. And there's no Din Moira on your older brother. Older brother, you could be Seisei's Dvarav, you could be Machriya's Dvarav, you could do whatever you want him. You just have to be Mechabinim. Machila, Mashkeo, I mean, you're not off the hook. Machila, Mashkeo, Machnisa, Maitzio, you still have to be nice to him. But, you have to be Mechabinim. But, you want to know in terms of calling him by his name, it's not a problem. And the male for a step parent as well, you can call a step parent by his name, it's not a problem, because it's only Din Kibbut, not a Din Moira, and name is Moira, not Kibbut. So that's a simple Eitzah. But, and the Brokshim I found, the Minchas Seilis in Lamed Gimel Hay says it also at the end of the Minchas Chinuch Shaila. But what you see, Rabbi Isai, is the Minchas Chinuch apparently held that it was Nisraba for Moira. Otherwise, what's the Shaila? I know, but you see that he held in the Shaila, he asked Akasha, why are you allowed to call your older brother by his name? So, Vais, it's a Mechaba, it's a Rambam, Tor, Shulchan Aruch, I mean, he doesn't miss, you know, he's not going to miss that, for sure. So you see that he held that even for Meira was Nisraba. Okay, but he's a Shita Zirk. La halacha la maisa, the place can hold, it's only for COVID, not for Meira. So now step parents are not a problem. But now let's go on. Another Nakuda. What the Elam keeps on talking about, listening to a parent, if a parent tells you to do something, Watch this. So, if the only reason why you have to listen to a parent is because it's soises, it glides like soises dvarav, like some Achrenim learn, and soises dvarav is midin moira. So a step parent tells you to do something, you can just ignore him. It's not a problem. It's not COVID, you want food? I give you food. You're telling me how to run my house? Tell someone else. I don't have to listen to you. No, didn't matter by a step parent. If the only reason why you have to listen is Altamaya, not to be Saisa's dwarf, you're allowed to be Saisa, your step parent. Your step parent tells you to do it like this. You say, sorry, Ta, I want to do it like this.
You're really right, but if you think into it, I mean, the house can't run like that. For you have a father, so you have an almond, he has the children, and you're saying the children don't have to really listen to the mother. How does the, how can you, how can you, how can you, no, to step
on the house. The children, they have to listen to the mother, and that's it.
When the kids when they're young, when the kids when they're young don't know this, right? So what does matter when they're old? So then maybe I'll somebody that you have to know. Right, correct. Then you have to know. Correct, like his eight. Yeah, I don't know. All right, Rabbi Yisai. Fine. State in the Machava. Avalachem miso einu chai bechvoidim. After miso, you're not chai in their COVID. Good? You're not chai in the COVID after their miso. Now, it's talking about after the misa of the parent. Right? It's coming from the Gemara. Rabbi was going to be nifta, and he's telling the kids, listen to the, be mechabed, not listen, be mechabed the eishes imcha, eishes, sorry, eishes avicha, sorry, be mechabed your eishes avicha, means my wife. Rabbi's telling the kids, be mechabed my wife, lacha meyaveser. So now, so you see, it's not mikedin, it's only a nice dava hogan, like the Mechabe said. Zokti Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah Sherish Sheni, the beginning of Sherish Sheni, Ramban is, says like this. It's a Gevaldik Yisoidra, but it's in the rest of the Shir is going to handle with this Yisoid. Gevaldik Yisoidra, the Eilim Nemderon for Pashas, but I think it's like blitz. Zokti Ramban, that the din of the Torah that was Marbe, Eishes Avicha, and Balimah for COVID, is not mitzad their covid. It's not because they're kosh if they even mechabed them. It's because they're married to your parent. I mean, hey, you have to be mechabed your parent. One of the ways of being mechabed your parent is being mechabed your parent's spouse. Not because they're choshev that they're married to your parent. No, they're not choshev. But for your father's sake, you should be mechabed your father by being mechabed his wife. And for your mother's sake, you should be mechabed your stepfather for your mother's sake. Not for your stepfather, not for your stepparent. Stepparents are nothing. But you have to be mechabed your parent. And how do you mechabed your parent? The Torah says, azoy vai, you mechabed your parent, even their wives. That's also nichlal ishta kagufa. It's also nichlal in the kibbutz of your parent.
That's why I understand why you have mother. That's why I'm...
Why one can have my rules all set?
No, no, no. I
could have said...
Something against something.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
Rebbe remarried his second wife. Obviously.
Yeah.
What?
Rebbe's second wife.
I guess so. That's what my said, yeah. Must be. All right.
You don't hear that? It's called the 20 covered and the 20
cool. I hear your chilek. I hear. It's not mukhak, but it makes it kishmak. I hear. Now, it's a mashal like that in the Rambam as well. Oh, this is a problem. We're going to get to it. You're going to see many nafkim is alaka. Your ear is going to stand. I'm telling you, it's what's going to go on tonight. I'm telling the achrenim have blitz nafkim is alaka. You wouldn't even imagine him saying these nafkim is. It's like you would think like, wow. All right. Huh? That one? I know the Chavos Chaim was going like this, but still, the Chavos Chaim wasn't doing much shalom b'fnei the parent. He was doing much shalom b'fnei the step parent. Huh? Why not? Do you see that I have to be mechabed my step parent shalom b'fnei my parent? So why can't I have to be mechabed my step parent shalom b'fnei my step parent as well? Still have to have respect to them. Okay, fine. The Rambam's Mavu like this in real as well. The Rambam Perek Vav and Mamrim Halakat Ezvav says like this: Chayiv Adam Lechabed Es Eishes Aviv Avo Pishenu Imoy Kos Mancho Aviv Kaim. Why Shezeh Bechlal Kfoid Aviv Bechain Mechabed Balimoy? Because it's in the Radva says Ledi. That's not in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying is that it's Bechlal Kfoid Aviv. The way you mechabed your parent has been mechabed his spouse. Oh, we're going to get a Baal. Brother could be a whole new sick about, but not there yet. All right. Now, The problem, so Dr. Ramban, based on this, Dr. Ramban, he used the whole mitzvah of kibud of a step parent is only because of the parent. Now you know, and everything is chayze, lashon is, everything is chayze el kvayd ha'avis. It's always because of the kvayd ha'avis cheshbon. Now you know why, when the parent is nifta, he no longer have to be mechabed his wife. The reason is because no more covet. The no more didn't covet lachemisa. So no more covet, you off talk. While they're alive, so you have to achieve to mechabed your parents, you have to be mechabed your parents' wives or husband, your spouse. But once a parent is nifta, there's no more din kav. That's how the Gemara knew that hani milim echayim of alachem isaloi, because Gemara understood that pshat in the pasuk is, the pshat in the pasuk is, it's all back to the kaveid avos. It's not because of their kav. It's all because of kaveid avos. The main dalakash on this Ramban is that, what do you mean? We have halacha mefreshes vaket. The Gemara says, we paskin like that, and siftes, mechabdo b'chayv, mechabdo b'maisai. A parent, it was nifta. You don't have the din kibbut anymore, you still have the din kibbut. So to the extent you mechiv to mechabit the step parent, oh, 1 second. To the extent you mechiv to have the step parent, because it's chakal chayzei Allah kvayda avis, so even if the avis are nifta already, you should still be mechiv to mechab the step parent as kvayd avis of lach misa of the kvayd avis, which you mechiv to mechab the bechayv of moisai. So bishloim, if you learn that kvayd lach misa is only midrabanan like the Tiferes Yisrael and many akrainim, so vegeshmak, you can say bechay gavna chazal were not mezaken. Certainly, it's not a deraisa. And a bokshim I found the shel is yankiv and ayin tes zayin and reperlel. And I say test daf kofalif and medalad makes that cheshen. If it's only the rabbanim, it's good. But what do you do with all the akrainim? Will learn that they didn't chiv kavod lakamis is midaraisa. So it's going back to the drawing board. So then, so why don't you have a chiv to be mechabed the step parent? I'll keep it aveim lakamisa. So the Shuvas Rekiv Egan Samaches, who's also performs this problem, and he makes a chilik, a hagdara. It's a nice hagdara. Shalis, again, you know, you have to know where Chazal got this, but as I state, he says like this: that din that yechayev lechabdom bechayev of a ma'isai is only a kibud lachemis. Is only a kibud that's be'etzim covered. Dahainu, you call him Abba Mori. Something that's mingmangbia the kvoid avim be'etzim. It is to say Abba Mori is be'etzim covered. But something that to give him nachas ruach, to be machiloi, mashkeu, moitzioi, and it's not the gay, he's nifta. But these type of things that cause him nachas ruach, that is no chiev midaraisa lachanisa, only bechayov. It's two different, I don't know, you have to know where it comes from. It's one pasuk, kabeit. In that kabeit, there's two types of kibbutz. It's an etzim dikka kovet, a direct kovet. You're being mechabed by saying, Abba Mori, my great father. That's the etzim kovet. You're naming the shul after him. That's a gvaldika kovet. That's etzim dikka kovet. You're naming your kid after your father. It's etzim dikka kovet. So that you are mechuyev lacha maizai. Mashenkin, if it's only to cause him nachas and ruach, that you don't have the kovet. To be mechabed a step parent is not etzim covered of the parent, it's only nachas ruach for the parent. The parent appreciates that you're being mechabed his spouse or her spouse. So, hayois, it's only as nachas ruach. That didn't cover it, doesn't pass lachem. Yiso, Mehmed does state in the Ramban that the Ramban saying, since it's all chayze or kveid ha'avis, therefore, once the parent is nifted, there's no more didn't cover it on the step parent. Sorry? Oh. Very good. So the kash is like this. What forced the Ramban and the Rambam to say this new shtickle Torah, like almost like time of the Krah, that this new shtickle Torah, that it's all als chayzel kveid avos, why don't you say stam? It's really the covet of the step-parent. Why? Because step-parent's very chashiv, because that step-parent married your parent. So that's why the step-parent's very chashiv. Now, you want to know why lachemis of the parent is not been covered? Because once the parent's nifta, that person's no longer married to your parent. He's no longer Eishazav, he's no longer Balimai. So Memela, Eish Balimai, Eish Kovet. Kozman is a Balimai, Kozman is Eishazav, if you have a Chiv Kovet. Once it's Eish, there's no more than Kovet. Oh, 1 second. So Baruch Hashem, I found that the Harav Ashkenazi, I'm not sure who this Harav Ashkenazi, I tried to figure it out, I couldn't, I wasn't sure if it was a Chakam Tzi, it doesn't look like it, brought in the Shurei Bracha at the end of, in the middle of Sifkot Yud Beis, says this is Pshat, No, no, it's not like the Ramban, but it says this is pshat. Pshat is because once the parents nifted, it's ois eish azav. And I saw the Maram Sheik and Mitzvah Megibbo says it's pshat in the Rambam as well. Now has Shem's with this lotion in the Rambam. But, oh. Then I found Baruch Shem, the Asun de Raisa, Rav Engel, and the end of Klal Ches, also, yes, is Kasha. And he says, no, you can't say it because of your taina, is that before Arayis, we see in Gemara and Sanhedrin, we see La Locha, that we paskin that there's an Issa Ervo on Eishes Av, even Lachem Misa's Av. So you see the shame Eishes Av carries over even Lachem Misa. So Mamel, if it carries over Lachem Misa, so too, when you get to keep it Av. It would have carried over Lachem Misa even though the father's not around. So what, how did the Gemara say, Hani Milu Mechaim, not Lachem Misa? Must be, because Akal Chizel Kveir Av, it's like the Ramban. Oh, so the problem is, which I don't understand, is that faket the Gemara and Sanhedrin after Nidal Raman Alf needed two ribuyim, one pasuk for Eishes Av, and then needed a second ribuy to teach her that Eishes Av is also even Lacha Misa, and by Kibbut Av there's only one ribuy. S. And you can't even learn it out from there, pattern, because it doesn't say in the top pasuk Mechabed S Eishes Avicha. It says Kabed S Avicha, just an S. So you only can be Mabra as a, it's only one with one Reba, you only can be Mabra as a vibe. You can't learn out from that other H's Av. The name, Pasuk, I mean, we talk about H's Av. Pongmerang, S Avicha, which is Rabba. So if you only can be Mabra, it's Tavas Meruba Le Tavas. You only can be Mabra, calls man the parents alive. If the parents nifta, it's no longer H's Avicha, no longer Bal Imoy, so therefore, it's not part of the COVID. So what does he want? Is that a gilu? You see the next extra pasuk. So if you tell me it's a gilu for Eishes Av, I hear that's if the Torah we hear say Eishes Av, you make a heckish of Zeresh Shava. It's only one reba. It's a reba to be mad by something. So how vai? Let's mind the problem. Even after the gilu, we know that there's more of an Eishes Av while they're alive than after the nifta. That you don't see in the reba. The reba is from mad even afterwards. Right, the half a minute of Gemara still stayed. But right? the Torah is not being doich that half a minute. Half a minute is still there. That there's more of an Eishes Av while she's alive than she's nift, after the husband's nifta. But to remember that even a shvach Eishes Av is part of a rice. Okay, fine. But by kibbutz avikav as a mecha, you'll never want to. You don't have to be mabre. Well, mabre this and not mabre that.
How about a simple case, a divorce? You think now I have to be mabre?
We're going to get to it. Avadana. We're going to get to it. Correct.
We're going to get to it.
Hold on.
If you divorced her, right? Even though she's an Israel, yeah. There's definitely no din of kibbutz. That's what I'm saying.
Why not?
Maybe.
Why is it din of kibbutz?
That's it.
So, all right. Fine. So I have a svara that may work. Could be Kenzan the Torah. Tamim might say this. Did I bring him down? I don't know. I have a svara that maybe, this is where the Rambam was coming from, just a maybe, Rabbi Zay. It says, Kavet es avicha vesi mecha, zok chazal, es avicha l'rabbois, esh es avicha, vesi mecha l'rabbois, palimai. The chayro, if the Torah meant to say that a stepfather is like a father, and a stepmother is like a mother, it should be in faket. Kavet es avicha es l'rabbois, palimai. A stepfather, it's not much a father, but it's like a father. And Esi Merkel Rabbis. Eishes Avicha, because it's like a mother. I'm not a mother, but it's like a mother. It's S, it's tough. So it's Esi Merkel, right? But the Chazal didn't do that. Chazal did faket. Chazal said, Kabis Avicha, Rabbis, Eishes Avicha. What does Eishes Avicha have to do with your father? There it is. It has to do with you, because it's your father's wife. So it's all coming to Kayak your father. And Esi Merkel, Rabbis, Balima. What does Balima have to do with her mother? There it is, because it's your mother's husband. So it's all coming mitzad. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Sorry? No, I'm just saying. So then you go back to the Ramban's Chajun. Now, Lachamis, you have a Kibegis Chajun. That Lachamis, you only have the thing covered, Betzin covered, not Nachas Ruach Zika covered. Still, this whole thing is a Chish. It's like we're dashing time the cross. Like it's Gewaldic. All right. So now, you ready for this? Comes along. The Darkei Moshe, I kid you not, the Darkei Moshe in Sifkot and Zayin, then it's the Zayin, says like this, Loit the Ramban, and that's how the Pesachim go with, Loit the Ramban, that this whole Chiv Kovid is only Machmas to spouse, is only Machmas to spouse, so what happens if your father tells you he's Meichel, his wife's Kovid? The stepmother is screaming, she wants food, and the father says, just ignore. You don't have to. Don't continue. Do whatever you want. You don't have to take care of her. So the If the whole thing is mitzvah covet of the parent, then the parent could be meichel the covet for the step parent. But the Torah is machayved machmas the cup. The Torah is machayved also the machelu machiloi mashkeu machnisai metzio mabishoi maniloi. Right, the Torah is machayved. But if the parent says I'm meichel, I'm quite the machel. So the Torah is machayved that also a covet of the father is that his wife should be mechubed. Okay, and the father is saying I'm meichel on this covet. No, no, the Torah is saying that you only have to be mechabed the stepmother, she's a nothing. But you have to be mechabed her because that's how the father gets covered. So the father is being meichel, that covered. I'm not kidding you. The Dakimosh has a suffix. And the Minchas Chinuch. Sorry? He's clear. He believes it as a shayla, suffix, tzorichin. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamagim and Nemzeran for Pshitis, that Mechila works. The Mechila of the parent works to be Michael, the covet of the step parent. That's Mechila. Okay, I don't know, Minchas doesn't call it the Dakimosh. Fine. And then he says, Kosh again, if this parent says not to be mechabed the step parent, then certainly you have to listen to the parent and not be mechabed the step parent. The Mincha Chadosha in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Ois Gimel, is Nistapik Faket. Watch this, Rabbi. It's unbelievable. What happens if the step parent is Meichel on the covet? You say, Ma, I want to get you a coffee. No, don't bother. You don't have to give me the coffee. Do you still have to bring her coffee?
Maybe she can.
Maybe she can't. It's not her covet to be Meichel. It's her husband's covet. So you have to get the husband, your father, to be Meichel, the covet of the Eishes Av. It is. The Meister, she wants a coffee. She wants a coffee. If you bring her the coffee, you bring Mechabed her. And it would be nice for a child of a father to be Mechabed his wife. That's how the father gets covet. So. He has a chiv to do it. He would have a chiv to do it because the father, the parent, was not yet Michael.
If he had the question he had was, if he says bring her water and she says bring him water, I think he has to bring him water because she cannot be Michael in the cover that she has water.
Okay, fine. One second. You hear this? It's. Then he says, Ken Zayn, Ken Zayn, the Torah only meant that the father is getting covered if the wife wants the covered. If the step parents want, but the step parent doesn't want the covered, then the father doesn't want the parent doesn't need the covered. Because that's not, the covered is to be mechabed the wife when the wife wants the covered. The mechabed the spouse. Like the Dr. Bishop type of a story. Oh, now.
Father's gonna have to bring the coffee, so he wants the kid to bring the coffee.
Now, watch this. You ready, everybody? Let's take it to the next step. Ready? By most people, when they have both parents alive and they're married to each other, so kum dois, your father is your father, and also balimcha, and your mother is your mother, and also esh zavicha. So being mechabi, you always get like a double mitzvah in each parent. You get a mitzvah. Mechabi, your father, you get your father plus a balimcha. You get the avicha and the esimecha. And your mother, you get the mother and the esavicha, because she's esh zavicha. Right? So you got both, right? Zakrav Nissen, Hayois, it's a suffix. The Mincha Chadosh, Hayois, it's a suffix. He doesn't quote Mincha, he has his own suffix. Hayois, it's a suffix if the step parent could be Michael his or her own covet, because you need the parent to be Michael. So come to it, even when your parent is Michael his covet, you have a schiv to be mechabed your father, because your father, besides being a father, he's taka Michael his covet, so he's not your father, no problem. But he's also balimcha, and your mother wasn't yet Michael. So memela, you have a chiv to be mechab your father, even if he says, don't bring me the coffee, I don't need the coffee. Sorry, Ta, you're balimcha, I gotta bring you the coffee. Get mommy to be Michael, cause my mommy's a Michael, I gotta bring you the coffee.
It's the father's lawful, it's mochel. You need the
people
from the mother.
So that's my time. It should come out. This is like Miravsin again. No Mishtamit Shum Paisik. Everyone says, after Michael Kwaid the Michael, no one ever says, you also gotta get your mother to be Michael. The covet of the Ashes of the Baal Imoy of your father. So Elamai, you see, Lechoira, you see, they blibe a suffix. But Leniz Daiti, I mean, if I could say, is that you see from all the seems of by your regular parent, it says that the Mechila works, is a raya that the step parent could be meichel his or her own kavod and doesn't need the parent to also be meichel as well. You don't need that because like the meichel kadosh's other side, the whole din kibud of a parent is they should be chabad the step parent when the step parent needs the kavod. But if the step parent doesn't need the kavod, doesn't want the kavod, then you don't have a chiv to be mechabed your parent.
Is it true if the son of Zalman's mother gets malchus b'shtei shemus?
You have to know it's a govechad. Okay, the whole Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara talks about that. The Gemara talks about having these crossovers. All right, you ready?
Particular one. I know there are.
Yeah, this one as well. All right. So now let's talk about another shaila based on the Ramban's lam that they take. They mamish run with this. Based on Ramban's lam, is watch this. Let's say Zakta Ben Chuvis Ben Yehuda Simin Dalid. We have a halach in Sif Shit Ches. The halach is machloikas machaberama. If a parent is a rosh or achmana litzlan, do you have a kibbut on that parent? Machaber paskins you do, and the ramah paskins you don't. It brings a yeshayim. You don't have to be machaber a parent if the parent's a rosh. The taisa is like Pashas the Gemara we had, Kumara Mufusha Gemara, everyone's matmi and the Rambam, good. So watch this. If Chulila, someone's father, is a rosh, Paskin ben Yehuda, later Ramah, you don't have to be machabed, his wife. There's no din to be machabed, your stepmother, the person's stepmother, if the father's a Rasha. Even though the mother's a tzedekis. How she fell in with this guy, I don't know. But she's a tzedekis, and he's a Rasha, because a yo is the whole din covered on the step parent. It's only machmas the parent, and the parent's a Rasha, so you don't have a din covered on that parent, so maybe you don't have to be machabed as his spouse either.
The other way is true. The mother's a tzedekis.
Correct.
Guys
of Russia,
the Ramos, you don't have to be
Chabad,
you would have to be
Chabad
because it's your mother's husband. She's
Rishanta. Oh, we're going to get to that. Val, we're going to get to that. And so too, the other way around, that if the mother's the Rishanta and the stepfather is the Tzaddik, the same thing. Since the mother's the Rishanta, so you don't have a Chiv cover, so you don't have a Chiv cover on the stepfather either, because all comes Mikoyach, the covered of the parent, and the parent is a Rasha. And even like the Machab, holds that you are Machiv and Machab a Rasha, but we said that the Machab is Maida if the person's a Mum Malachis. So you can still have this type of Cheshbon. If the parent is a Mum Malachis, then you don't have to be Machab the step parent, because the whole din step parent is only Mikoyach the parent, and the parent is a Rasha.
Every father should be
Michael
on his kids.
Right.
Michael on his wife, for sure.
He should be
Michael
on the
Aishas. Yeah, on the
Aishas,
for sure.
Yeah, why?
He's not me, he's that much. It's not his, he can be Michael on
his. Good. Now, who Adin Lukai, like you're saying, he could clad the Shaila inverted. Remember, the inverted case. What happens if the step parent is the Rasha and the parent's not the Rasha? So maybe you mechuv to be mechabed the step parent, even though the step parent's a rosh, it could be the Ramaz Maid over here that you mechuv to be mechabed the step parent, because hayes the parent's a tzaddik, the parent's not a rosh, you have a chiv covered on the parent, and the chiv covered to the spouse is all midin covered of us, hakol chayzel covered of us, so you should still have a chiv covered. I'm not convinced, because it's you're talking that the Torah mafkia covered to a rosh. So even though it's hakol chazer covered obvious, but you can't be mechaber a rasha. So if the spouse is a rasha, a step parent's a rasha, maybe there's no din covered said to as I mentioned. You don't give covered to a rasha. So maybe leave. Sorry.
Nothing
is rasha. No, you're being mechaber the rasha as well. But being mechaber the rasha is to cause covered to the parent. But to be mechaber a rasha, we don't do. We're not mechaber a rasha. In Metzias, you look around, what are you doing? You're bringing them coffee. So you are being mechaber them. Just the reason why you mechaber them is not for their own sake. You mechaber them for the sake of your parent. Sorry? Hanifa, right? So maybe there's no din at all. All right. Fine. Ready? Another Shaila Rabbi say, oh, gebayt on this Ramban. It's gewaldic. But it's what I'm going to tell you is it's for real. It's not a joke. It's for real. Everyone goes with this Ramban. It's like, this is Lamaisa. It's like, ready? Zok to Minchas Chinuch. What happens if your mother says, Hashkeni Mayim, and your stepfather says, Hashkeni Mayim? Well, they're coming for Yontif. My parents are coming for Yontif. So my stepfather. So who do I serve first? Do I serve my mother first? Or do I serve my stepfather first? What's the shaila? Which way do you hold this? She's chay b'chvoid of her husband. We had a halacha, remember rabbis, we had a halacha that if you have parents, even though they're shavim in kibud, but kozman they're married, you have a chiv to be mechabed your father first, because ata v'imcha chayovim b'chvayd avicha. So here too, ata v'imcha chayovim b'chvayd your stepfather.
Because he's makpid to get first, so she does not come to give her first.
That's if you, again, that's a shikotari, if she could be meichel, right? If she could be meichel. Yeah, but let's say she's not being meichel, her husband covered shtam. She's sitting at the table, no mechilas, no nothing, you're bringing in the soup. Who do you give the soup first to? Do you give it to your mother or give it to your stepfather? So that's the shayla. Zogt minchas chinuch, that you give to your mother first. Why? The tzvara of anta vimcha chayim kveid avicha works when be'etzem you are really chayiv and kveid of your father equal to the kveid of your mother. So this tips the scale. Anta vimcha chayim kveid avicha, so be makdim your father first. But here, hayoyis the ikka kveid is the mother. And even the stepfather's kveid is not for zichalein's kveid. It's nothing. No, thus, it's because that's a way to be mechabed your mother by being mechabed her spouse. Everything is chayzeh kveid avis. The ikka is really the mother. So memeila, since the ikka covers to the mother, the svara of atavim chayim kveid avicha is not going to override that, and therefore you're supposed to be mechabed your mother first and give to your mother before you give to your stepfather.
What happens if the steger is if you're pachamonim to the mother to do that?
Pachamonim to give her first?
Yeah.
Why is that a pachamonim?
The marriage, she owes this my husband. My husband was a bum. I got a nice good husband now. You go treating him like a piece of drek because he's giving me the first instead of...
Why, you're drek?
No. But
so that's it. So why is he drek if he's coming after you? Maybe you're a queen and he's second to the queen. Why? What does that make him? If she's Michael, what? Her own cover. Yes, if she's Michael, our cover, then fine. That she's telling. Good. So the Minchas Kinnick names on. So Minchas Kinnick, watch out. Minchas Kinnick, watch this. Minchas Kinnick says he's supposed to give to the mother first. And as they pass in the Zuchol Avram and Yerideya Marachachachov by Kibirav, and the Minchas Sayyidlis in Lamed Gimel, hey. And the truth is with Zalachachman, Chedak Aleph, Samaktes, Beis, and the Hora. And the Zuchol Avram and the Minchas Chasayilis compare it to Halacha later on, in Sifchav Gimel, I believe, where it talks about your father and your grandfather. Who do you give first? But Ata v'avicha chayavim b'chvayid avi avicha.
You're not here in your grandfather's.
So the Ramah paskens that you give your father first. Why? Because the ikka kavod is your father. The whole chiv to your grandfather is machmas your father. So since it's the ikka kavod, even though your father is also chayav in the kavod of his father, but you have to do your ikka kavod. Your ikka kavod is to your father. So to here, since the ikka kavod is to your parent, so you have to take care of your mother first, even though she's mechiv in the kavod of her spouse. But you have to take. They have to give to your mother first before.
It's going to hold the dinner mirror. So if he really holds it, it's me'ain of father. He holds it to the dinner mirror.
He just holds that the Reba is in Gansen. No. He holds like the Ramban. He's quoting the Ramban. He's quoting the Ramban because Boyer is on death from Kibbutz. Maybe that's where he's coming from.
The first born and after death, you know, we cover to your father. The famous story where he says, give me something, reaps the cotton, forget the thing.
Which one? If your father's
grandfather,
Nifta?
Or the grandfather.
Oh, the grandfather. Yeah, they bring this right about. We're going to get to it when we get to grandfather. It's a good one. We get... Can't conquer everything. So we can't conquer everything in one day.
So when he's alive, you're chayv in the cover of your grandfather. When he's dead,
if the father's nifta, then you might not be chayv in the cover of your grandfather. It's a big shayla. All right. The Chuvis Marshag in Chelik Beis. But with many achronim named this on as well. There's a Chuvis Marshag in Chelik Beis Simin Reish. He names it on as well that you give to your mother first. But he comes from a different angle. He says because it says. Imech is mefurish in the pasuk. S is a riboy to be marbe balimecha. But since imcha is mefurish and balimcha is only a riboy, so therefore you better do the ikka first before you do the riboy. So therefore you do your mother before your stepfather. Now, agav, there's a chuvus hilchus ketanis in chelik aleph simuchav ches. He has the following case. What happens to you like this? The father has two wives. Your mother and a different. And your Ashes Av wants something. So what's the halacha? So he says like this, that if the mother is divorced from the father, so then the cover of the mother comes first. Doesn't tell you why. But the cover of the mother comes before your father's second wife. The Chubis Maisa Avram, sorry, I want to take my grandma out to say. There's a Chubis Maisa Avram, Simon Nimchez, who's Masik on him, as a Wuvas Haste, Shneim Shavim. Your mother's Mechuy, right? It should be shamed. They're both Eishes of Ifaket. That one's an Eishes of Ika, and your mother's Imcha. And Eishes of Ika is Machmas, the covered of your father. Right, like the Ramban, so by being mechabed, your father's second wife is like you being mechabed your father. And the halacha is your father and mother when nizgashu shneim shavim. So to hear your father's second wife and your mother should be shavim because your father's second wife is midin covered of your father. So therefore, it should be shneim shavim. So the Yishrei Lev in Marachachov Yud Oisid Bey says that since Eishesav is only mikoyach av. It's like a one step down. It's only Mikoyachav, and this is your mamish, your mother. So your mother's kedemes. That's how he answers up to his kedemes. But I think the pshat is like the mashag, yes, that this is only from an s, and this is a mafurish apazak kabedes and mechos. And mameila, your kvoid of your mother comes to us. Kahagabas, can you imagine? Your mother's around. Your father's second wife is the divorce, and you're going to tell mom, sorry, I got to give to the second. I mean, it's wild. I mean, you're going to mamish send her flying. So yes, you should give your mother first. Now, the Chuvis, in the Tzuchas Katanis, he says another Chiddush. But if your mother's still married to your father, and your father has two wives, let's say by the Sfaradim, he has two wives, so then you're supposed to be Mechabed, your Eishes Avicha, before your mother.
Whoa.
And the Pella is, Pella is, means he's learning because your mother is Chayv and Kveir Avicha. At of Imcha Chayim and Kveir Avicha, and the Eishes Avicha is Kveir Avicha, so you have to give her Kedima. So the Pella is, what do you mean? Your mother's also Eishes Avicha. They're both Eishes Avicha. What's he saying? Now, Filim Tim Salaimah, that your father was Meichel, the covet of your mother, and we say before that the father has the ability to do that. So he only could take away from your mother the shame Eishes Avicha. But your mother's still a mother. So you still have covet aim, and your father's wife is on Eishes Avicha. And we said before that after Gerushin, your mother comes first before Eishes Avicha. So when they're married, certainly your mother should come before Eishes Avicha. What's he talking about? So you have to say, he's talking about where your father wants Eishes Avicha to get first before your mother. And I say, Taina de Yafa Lalev, in Chela Gimon, the Kutras Achren, in Reish Mem Eish Yudalad, he touches up that that's what the Chizkatans were talking about. We're talking about what the case is that your father wants his second wife to get before your mother. Memela, as the din covered av, you have to listen to your father and give his second wife first. Because atavim chayav b'chveir avicha.
Is he getting covered?
That's how he's getting covered. He wants his second wife to get first. That's how you're giving him covered. And your mother has to go along with that because at of him,
my mother
has
to give to his second wife.
And that's the Pella. L'chayra, l'chayra, I don't have a raya, but l'chayra, mehechetese, the din of kveid bailo, is gazok, that I have to be mechabed my tzara. To mechabed my husband's second wife. Mehechetese, I know I have to be mechabed my husband. To be mechabed my husband's second wife, my tzara? Why do I have a chiv? Is that also nichlal in kveid bailo? Bishloim by a child, we have a ribui hakosiv, esavik of esimekh to tell you that Nishma, your father, without the S, I wouldn't have known this, but with the S, it tells Nishma, and you have to mechabit your father, you have to mechabit the spouse, your father, that's also covered for your father. But the svar that a wife's Ezek connector has to be mechabit her husband, that goes, you have to be mechabit your husband's. Sorry, your husband's second wife. Mechetesi. And Mamela, then the Bata, you say Bata Abinah. Vadi should give your mother first, because that's Kveirain, and your father's wife is Eishes Avicha, but she's not Mechiv in it. At best, maybe Shneim Shavim. You know, it's your mother versus Eishes Avicha, and even that we said your mother comes first, because she's in Mefusha Pasek, and that's only real. Bokhsham, I found the base David, who's Mefakvek, on the Zuchas Ktanus for this far as well. The Mechetesi is a din to go. Mechetesi. All right. However, Rabbeisai, the Meiri and the Meiri Bei Rav and Laman Aleph from Malala brings down the Yesh Mefarshim. Remember, we had a story in the Gemara that was a Ben Amono and asked Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua that Avicha says Ashkeni Mayim and the mother says Ashkeni Mayim, who's Kaidim and the Zgayashu Mahu, Nikub Ben Risei Anecha Ben Amonato, how to put a Safa Bifneim and Kaka Lifneim Ketana Goyenis, right? They bring down the Yesh Mefarshim that touched up the Gemara, that the Gemara Gemara wasn't talking about your father and your mother. It was talking about with a stepfather and your mother. And if them state in the Gemara, Shneim Shavim. And why is it Shneim Shavim? I lechayra, the mother should be first. The mother is the ikar, like the Munkas Chinuch Svara. So what you have to say is that they learned that the Svara of Atavim Chayev Mechleiravika works enough that you can't be maktam your mother. If you're being maktam your mother, you're being pagaya, forget. You're ruining your mother's cover to her husband. So therefore, out of that din of Atavim Chayev Mechleiravika, you can't give your mother first. You don't have to give your father, stepfather first either. So therefore, Shneim Shavim. But you can't give your mother first because that faket will undo her covet that she has to her husband.
She and doesn't have to give the other one. And you say something for her and you don't have to marry the other one.
Because you have that taboo.
No, and you don't have to chat that she's doing something religious because she wants to give first.
Right.
So then you have to give her.
You're going back on the Hilchos Ketanis now?
Yeah.
You're going back on the previous one. Then you have another add in Svara of Maya, if she tells you. All right, but I'm talking about even without it, the Gemara says Shneim Shavim, and the Arbor Turei Evan, that's the Rav Rakeach, in his Lakutim Kedushin, says that even though stepfather comes first, stepfather comes first because Atavim Kachayim Bechvayravika. And the Shita Loi Nedel Ami is not sure, it's not clear if he means like the Meiri or he means like Mamash Abra Turi Evan. At which stage in Gemara does it switch into stepfather? But Rabbi said the Paiskin Paskin that your mother comes first. So notwithstanding the Yesh Mefarshim of the Meiri, you have to give your mother before you give the stepfather. Now, what happens if they were already divorced? Then what do you do? If they're already divorced, parent and your step-parent is divorced.
Second.
Right. In that second marriage, your parent is divorced.
Cover of your father is not
to be covered. No, it's not so pudgy. Remember, in Hilchos Tzedakah, we learned that as Karav Koinem, a person has a chiv to be mafanis his ex-wife before he's mafanis anyone else. It's Karav Koinem. All right, fine. Yeah. But yes, good. So that the Munkas Chinuch stems on for a pasha is yes, if it's Nisgarshu, you don't have this din anymore. And Lechayr B'chai Gavna, you won't even have the Dova Hogan. The Mechabit says is it's still a Dova Hogan, even though there's no Chiv, but there's a Dova Hogan. Lechayr, if they were divorced first and then the parent dies, you won't even have that Dova Hogan. Because there's no din covered, even when he's alive, you won't even have that Dova Hogan. Kosher King when he's already Nifta. There's no more Dova Hogan, it's Nisparda Chavila, they're already divorced. Now, Sakta Munchas Chinuch, what would be if this step-parent is Nifta? We know that if the parent's Nifta, you don't have a Chiv Kovet. What would be if the parent is alive, but the step-parent is Nifta, you have a Chiv Kovet on the step-parent still? And if she was married, like a Moses, you have to name your kid after your step-parent, or if there's a Abba Mori on the step-parent, do you still have the Dinam, whatever covet you could have on a parent, because Abba Mariam not be covet, that's also Mariam. Good, whatever dinum of covet that you have on a parent, Lach Hamisa, do you have that din? Harini Kaparas Mishkovet, what? Right, do you have that? The name, the base, Vendish, after your step parent, the Mikvah, after the step parent, Mifka Herno, do you have to name that after your step parent or not? So the Minchas Chinuch them zom that once the step parent is nifta, there's no more din covered Israel because it's nisparda hachavila. It's just like gerushin. Now the pella is that lechay we see not like that because you see the Ramban wasn't happy with that svara. The Ramban didn't say the svara is because once the parent was nifta nisparda hachavila, he had to come on to a new svara kol chayza kveid avis. Why didn't he say that svara? We mentioned it before. We don't really know why. But Dosh Teit, the Ramban didn't say that svara. So lechay here too meich. To say such as Rada, you see, Luchayfek, I found that the truth is Dvar Yeshu and Chelekala Peites Chayzchav Dalat is on the Munchas Chinuch. You're going to have to say Munchas Chinuch was Mechalek, and he held that Bishleima when the parent was Nifta and the step parent is alive, so there's still Kilu, she's still Amonis Plaini. It's still a Shaykhis to the parent who is Nifta, and that's what Ramban had to say in Nusvara, Hakol Chayzo Kveid Ovis. But when the step parent Alain was Nifta, their parent, the Minchas Chinuch, named of Apash, is that's Nesparda Chavila and it's Ice. Now, one more thing, Rabbi said, we're running out of time here. We ran out of time, just want to finish up. It says, at the end of the Mechabit, it says, it's a Dova Hogan to me, Mechabit, the step parent, even like a mitzvah of the parent. It's not a Chiv Mekadin, it's only from the Tzava of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. As they pass in the Mechabit, there are Rishenim or Mashma that it's a chiv midrabbanan. And the matmei, what do you mean, Rebbe is only tzava? Kilu, Rebbe's tzava became a chiv midrabbanan. Rebbe was the derabbanan, was mesakim, the yavtimi mechabe, the step answer, it's even midrabbanan. It's not the mechaba. The mechabe says it's only a dova organ, it's not meika adin. Where is this coming from? Why do you have a chiv covered to a step parent, lachamisa of the parent? Where is it coming from? If it's hakol chayzer kvar avis and the avis was nifta, so it should be ois. There's a Torah Tamima in Yisrael Perchav ois peivav that he says that this is also mikvar avis lachamisa. We said before we mucha. We know mechav the bechay mechav the b'moisa. And Rekiv Egos mechalik covered beetzim or covered of nachas ruach. But he says in the Torah Tamima that even though mikadin there's no covered of nachas ruach lacha misa of a parent, but it's still a dava hagin to make a covered of nachas ruach to a parent like a misa, and therefore you have to be mechabed the step parent like a misa of your parent. So it should come out, Rabbi Yisai, then koshikein your parent directly. If you could somehow do a nachas ruach for your parent like a misa, even though the Kivikah says lo chbat lahem, they don't care, but if somehow you could be mechabed them of nachas ruach, you should, because you see that you even have to be mechabed his spouse. So then you should be doing this. And it's funny, because we don't find this anyway. We don't find it's fart a dova hogin to be mechabed your parent like a misa and all the other things. Okay. There's a yalkut mayim.
Once a housewife, not real covet. In other words, this is the stepmom, this is the wife of your father. And I go and mechabed him, so it's the wife of your father.
Yeah, but I don't care about the covet of the stepmom. I only care about the covet. The parent gets nachas ruach when he mechabed his spouse. And there's no din nachas ruach, la kamisa.
I said, you just say, you name a building after the father, for example.
That's be'etzim covet. But to name a building after your mother, after your stepmother, is not the direct covet to your father, only to your stepmother, and for your father it's not because ruach, and that you don't have after misa.
Saying just like when you name a building after your father, oh, that's the father's building after his name. You go mechabed Yenner, who is his wife. You mechabed, oh, that's Yenner's wife. You're giving covet because she was married to your father.
So again, but we said before that the whole we don't care about the covet of the step parent ever. We only care that by doing so you're being mechabed the parent. And since since it's only how you being mechabed, it's nachas ruach for the parent. Parents aren't getting etzim covet. It's only nachas ruach that the parent's happy that there's a mikvah named after his stepwife, after his wife. So since it's only nachas ruach, but state in the Torah to me, Vayisayis is still a dava hagin to give this nachas ruach like a misa. The yalkut mayim loyis in Yisrael perikov. Prosecute Beis, Ais Mamalev, he's mashma that the time is different. He's mashma that since there's a mila, somehow, since this person you once chayv in covered to, since hapam, there was a chiv pam bechvaydom, so therefore there's still a mila to keep that covered going, even after the misa of the parent, that this covered does not make a din. It's still a dova hagin to be mechabit, someone who you once had a chiv covered to be mechabit. Oh, the Bash, I don't know. It's an extreme. All right. Now, Rabbi said to Firois, what happens if your step parent, if the missus of your father, your stepmother, marries somebody else, so she has a new husband, I would name of her.
That guy.
Oh, no. I not only have to be mechabed that guy, but I think by that point it's over. You don't even have this dava hagin either. The dava hagin is Kozman, she's Amanas Pliny, she has shaykes, but once she remarried to someone else, so now she belongs to someone else, so now there's no more a dava hagin. But if your stepfather would marry somebody after your mother's nifta, then I think you still have a dava hagin to be mechabed him. Why? Because a father has allowed to marry as many wives. Even Bechaye, your mother, he could have married 7 wives. And you would still have a chiv to be mechabed your stepfather because he's still married to your mother. So, and once your mother's nifta, we still have a dov organ. Remarrying another wife is not a stira to his marriage with your mother. So, Mamela, this dov organ should still carry on. It's only your stepmother who marries someone else. She can't marry someone else only once she was free from your husband.
So,
so what? It still doesn't. I don't think it should make a difference. It's not a stira to him being an almond from your mother. It's a mamela. I don't know. Yeah, when you make the more out of Sarai, you see me. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't compare it to Sarai. It's because Kozman, she's married to the second husband, she will.
She can still be called almond of those two guys.
Mamela. That's a chiddush. All right, akutava.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.